on Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics, joined by head coach Corey Nielsen. Corey, let's go to the game tonight. That is some, you know, a come from behind victory and real commitment, wasn't it, from your team this evening?
Yeah, I thought we were excellent. First off, we have to thank the fans. I mean, they were amazing. We had a huge block in the far corner. A lot of the players we had to run off after the game, like we stole something. We didn't get an opportunity to basically run over and do our claps and stuff. Everyone was flying to get out of there. We're trying to hit a ferry right now. So thank you to them. Really good support. But the players invested a lot tonight. I challenged them before the game to, you know, be their absolute best, like give their absolute best physical engagement and mental engagement. And I thought for the most part, pretty much everyone was locked in and playing as hard as they could.
You mentioned in last night's interview that you weren't happy. It wasn't good enough. There was too many passengers. Do you think, you know, you said you spoke to them before the game. Do you think they took heed and realized that the night before wasn't Panther hockey, as we say?
Yeah, I tried to make the distinction within the group that, you know, I asked them, like, if I was to ask everybody in the room if they worked hard last night, I think, you know, everybody would have raised their hand and said, yeah, I worked hard last night. But, you know, the problem is professional hockey, everybody works hard. I mean, that's their job. You're supposed to work hard. I said, did you give your absolute best? Each and every one of you. Is anybody in this room going to raise their hand and say they gave their absolute best? They were mentally ready, every shift concentrating, and every opportunity to put the body on the line for the group and for a win, they did that. And I don't think anyone would have raised their hand last night. Tonight, I think, you know, there's, you know, for me, it's not about being your best, it's giving your best. You know, some nights you just don't have it. Some nights you pass the puck poorly, or, you know, timing doesn't go your way. Lots of different things. Hockey's fast. Lots of crazy things that happen. But I thought the intent was there, and that's big for me. They come out, they really showed that they're willing to sacrifice, you know, for the jersey. And that impresses me.
And is that, you know, going on what impressed you most? That there's lots of things, the way you came from behind, the way you took the grit in a shootout. You know, what's the one thing maybe that stood out for you tonight from your team?
I thought there was a decent amount of resiliency. I mean, you know, Belfast is fantastic. They put you under pressure at certain times. But tonight I thought, you know, we only got under pressure when we made poor puck decisions. Our execution was poor. Either our guys making passes or the guys receiving passes didn't execute. And you know, if that's something, you know, as a group we can clean up, you know, maybe we can make some huge strides as a group. But right now, even tonight, I mean, that wasn't a strong component of our game. And I think, you know, we're going to continue to work on that. Hopefully that gets cleaner. And then we'll get faster, and then we'll score more goals and get our own zone a little better. So, you know, here's the optimism. I think it's pretty good. Anytime you can say you beat a team that's coached as well as the Belfast Giants and as talented as the Belfast Giants, you got to take positives from that.
Brilliant. Appreciate your time, Corey, and safe trip back.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, mate.
Have a good night, too.